Hello listeners, in the studio we have the Mayor of Glenelg, Councillor Margot Davis, and Acting General Manager, Director of Corporate Services, Lindsay Woodland with us. We're moving on to the other side of the ledger, the borrowings report, which is item 7.7, page 29 of the business paper. Your views there,
Yeah, the borrowings report, it now does capture, I think there's around $10 million in quarterly borrowings now. It does capture the 10.076 is the total borrowings we have. It does capture that $5 million that we have just secured. That's a two-year loan, as we mentioned before, and so as we get towards the end of that loan, we'll determine whether we need to extend that or not. But for 2 years, interest only, and we believe that in 2 years' time we should be in a better position, particularly with the grant-funded projects, and it's unlikely, I think, that we'll require that loan moving forward. But it's a watching process, so we'll have a watching brief over that, and as we get closer to the end of the 2 years, the expiry of that loan, that we'll make a decision, or council will make a decision on that on that point.
Thank you. And now we can move on to what was the late item, so not in the business paper initially. So late item L1, page 2 of that, general purpose and special purpose financial statements and special schedules for the 24-25 financial year. So really this is a wrap-up pre-audit of the council's finances and what the state of play is, and the obvious question would be any trend lines from this time last year.
Yes, thank you. I'll start off on this one. Every year we obviously have our financial statements come to council. So this was for the operating year 24-25. Compared to the previous year, it's really good to see that we can actually have more confidence in the numbers. In the previous financial year, there was pretty much zero confidence in the numbers due to a lot of system issues. There's been a lot of work done, and council are now, a year later, in a position where we can have confidence in the numbers that are in the financial statements. So our net operating result was $9.612 million, which was down from $16-ish million in 23-24, but mostly that is due to the $6 million reduction in capital grants income. But overall, it's in line with our long-term financial plan, which is our 10-year plan and forecast. Capital grants received was $14.8 million, down from $5.7 million from the previous year. And that's due to, as Lindsay's mentioned, less grant opportunities becoming available to council. Our deficit before capital items is $5.283 million compared to $4.361 million in the previous year. Now, the reason for that is, and we need to make this really clear, because otherwise we would actually be in a better deficit position than we were. It would be more around the $3 million mark. But the federal assistance grants, which we normally get 80% in advance a year before, was reduced to 50%. So that's a couple of million there that we didn't get that we were expecting. So if that had have come through in its entirety, we would actually be in a around the $3 million mark deficit, which is an improvement. So that's something council had to manage with that from a cash flow and projection point of view, because it was unexpected that that news came through. And going forward, it's likely that all of the federal assistance grants will be paid in a quarterly instalments in the financial year that they are for. So we will be continuing to manage that. Our unrestricted cash shortfall was $208,000, which has improved from $1.95 million deficit last year. So again, the federal assistance grants had a lot to do with that. Otherwise, we would have got over the line, and it's good to see in this last council meeting that we have actually got that positive position. So, you know, there's good news in terms of major system issues with the previous vendor being dealt with in that period, in that year. But also we're being transitioning to a new finance system which is more fit for purpose. And so when we get to next year's financial statements, we'll have absolute certainty in the numbers, and we will hopefully move into a qualified audit position. So now those statements, they go out to the external auditor, and then they'll come back to council.
Yes, certainly. That's just one of those automatic processes, you might say. Now, Lindsay, you'd have some more comments on the overall financial statements from last year?
I think Madam Mayor covered it pretty comprehensively. The only thing I would say is I think it's a pretty good result. The original budget was a deficit of $3.9 million. Again, if we take into account the early payments not being being about $2 million short, that leaves us with a deficit without that of something like $3.2 million. So it's about a $600,000 to $700,000 improvement on the original budget. That had a lot to do with the efficiency improvements that we drove through the year. And we did have a couple of other unexpected things, like some write-offs, for instance, that while they're non-cash, they still affect the deficit position. So we're pretty happy with the outcome of the financial statements. It's in line with our quarterly business review, the most recent quarterly business review, and I think that it's it just demonstrates our continued focus on our financial position and the work that we're doing to improve our finances.
Now, Lindsay, it's, I don't mind if you don't unable to answer this, but the big item always is the roads budget, and I guess the simple question there is it remaining reasonably consistent, that is, the maintenance budget?
Yeah, the maintenance. A lot of the maintenance has been addressed through the grant funding in recent years, and will continue to be addressed by grant funding. However, that grant funding is diminished. Like, it's about $5 to $6 million less this year. Grant funding coming through capital grants, $5 to $6 million less than the previous year. So it is coming off now. It's diminishing. But that was really, you know, when we were up around the $20 million, that was really up there. And that's probably, you know, stretched our capacity. But it's been very good in terms of being able to, you know, maintain our assets and renew our assets. And that's been the key benefit of those grants. But at some point in time, they had to come off. These grants don't last forever. And it's probably not a bad thing for us to get back to normal, a bit of normal level of our capital program.
Okay, right, that completes all of the original list of items for mention. And we will be back with a further interview segment with the Mayor and Acting General Manager shortly.